My name is Henry Ritter. I'm 70 years old. I served at Headquarters Company, 3rd Battalion, the 506th Parachute Infantry of the 101st Airborne Division. The 6th of June, we jumped in Normandy. I jumped at 1:30 in the morning. I had two reels of wire and two sets of phones in there. It weighed, I would say, about between 50 and 60 pounds. And you had a rope tied around your waist, and you lowered the package down below you, and it swung about 25 feet down below you. But you also had your ammunition, you had grenades, you had rations for 3 days, you had your underwear, you had your M1 rifle. And when I finally got down and hanging and could release the leg pack, then it was all right. But by that time I was hearing put, put, put up in my chute, and I could look down and see the tracers coming up, and he was hitting my chute, thank God, instead of me. I was scared schmidtless. And by 6 o'clock in the morning, I was shot up, and the fellow next to me was shot up in right outside of Saint-Comte-de-Mont, France. Incidentally, he did throw in a hand grenade, and it blew my helmet off my head. And there is a piece missing from my ear here where the hunk of grenade tore off a little bit of my ear. The first guys in were the Pathfinders. They sent Pathfinders in, and they set up radio beacons and lights and that. A friend of mine, Del Ripple, and myself were both picked. One of us two were going to go, and we cut cards, and I cut an ace high, so he ended up going to the Pathfinders. But he wore my helmet out of Normandy. He thought I got killed because there was blood all over my helmet. And my helmet was unique because on the back of it I had printed "no gum chum." The English kids were all saying, "any gum chum?" So across the back of mine I put "no gum chum." So he had found my helmet. He thought I was killed because there's blood all over it, and he wore my helmet out of Normandy. He made it. I'm what they call a round robin man. I jumped Normandy, I jumped in Holland, and I was up in Bastogne, Belgium, and we were cut off for 10 days. I was in that one too. And the odds of making a round robin are pretty slim. I'll tell you, if you want to smell the worst thing in the world, smell a dead guy that's been laying out there in the hot sun for a day or two. And that is the most horrible smell that you can imagine. And that, once in a while, something odor comes up and just clicks back in. It's funny, the mind blocks out most of the bad stuff. And you remember the good things.
Every year, on the 6th of June, I recall, I can vividly see just where I was sitting on a tarmac waiting while we were adjusting our chutes and the joshing around and everything. And, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But once you were in the plane, it got quiet. What's coming? My name is Roland Mecca, and on June 6, 44, I was a member of the 101st Airborne Division, 502nd Regiment. Landed about 2:30 in the morning, but not where we were. When we landed, we did not come close to where we were supposed to be. Everything was confusion. One of the things that remains in my mind was that of a German soldier laying outstretched, kind of on his side, with his right hand extended above his head. And it looked just like he was pointing us the way to go to the causeway. Well, there's various skirmishes and stuff, and time went on till, as I say, the 22nd of June. I was outside Boulogne. Machine gun opened up in my left flank. It got me in the left leg, broke the bone in the thigh. Smashed my rifle as it then it went through my right arm, tore the elbow out. Then the medics found me a few hours later, patched me up, put me on a plane, flew me to England. Glad to say, with their therapy and exercise and what have you, the arm is almost normal today. When I came back, I was just more or less lost. My bunch, you know, the old gang you grew up with, they were gone, scattered. It was like an emptiness. And about a year later, well, I married. I met my wife, believe it or not, at the old Eagles Ballroom. And that's when they had the big band music and all that. It doesn't seem that long. You heard the old cliche, where has all that time gone? And that's exactly what it is. It seems like only a couple of months ago, I was 19 years old. Now I'm 69. Went from boy to man pretty darn fast. In a way, I have a regret on that, but what I did, I guess, had to be done, and that's the way I always looked at it that way. Somebody had to do it, so me and that bunch did it?
Well, I'm Bob Neuhofer, and I was with the 358th Engineers General Service. I spent 11 months in England building air bases and supply bases. Then we took infantry training for a month. Then we made the invasion. Well, I was 19. I was going on 20, put it that way. We came in D7. D6 was the invasion day, and we came in on the 7th and 9th at night. Our main purpose was to open up work on the roads, and then we ended up deacting minefields. We weren't prepared for that, and we only had one mine detector amongst the company, so we all got on our hands and knees and probed the fields with our bayonets. So in case you hit one, you marked it and checked around it for booby traps. So we worked around the clock on that. The night shift was a bad one. They stepped on it and they just fell down on them because all the other guys around would have got nailed, hit with. These S-spines, they jumped out of the ground about 4 feet high, then they exploded, and they had everything in, like nuts and bolts and you name it. I don't really like to talk about this, because it brings back old stuff. Well, when I came home, the thing I missed out is, there was younger kids in the family. And they were all grown up when I came home. Yeah, and all the kids were all grown up, and I figured I better go and check up on my job down at the brewery, down at Blatt's there, and naturally, we were hired back. So I had 41 years with the brewery industry. But going back to work was the best thing that happened to me. I got married in 52, and we had I got two boys. All in all, I think I had a pretty good life after those 3 years, almost 3 years of who knows what would happen, you know.